And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And today we welcome back Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. Andy, tell me about the fabulous Florida Keys.
Well, first of all, Ed, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to all the listeners out there.
Yes.
Let's get to the act here in the Keys. First of all, Thursdays through Sundays through January 18th in Alamorada, the rails and the road on display. More than 150 images and stories that comprise a wonderful photographic collection of the building use and end of Henry Flagler's Florida Keys Overseas Railroad, as well as the development of the first overseas highway. Now, this is at the Florida Keys History and Discovery Center. It's located at mile marker 82 on the grounds of the Islander Resort. A little bit of theater to talk about here, Ed. Through January 17th in Key West, the Red Barn Theater presenting The Last Night of Ballyhoo. And also in Key West through January 10th, the Waterfront Playhouse presenting Noises Off. Fringe Theater in Key West through January 11th, The Price. Getting away from the theater a little bit and into one of your favorite topics, craft beer. It's the Florida Keys Craft Beer and Bubbly Fest, Ed. That is tomorrow in Marathon from 11 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at the Marathon Community Park and Amphitheater. Back down to Key West we go, Ed. Tomorrow and Sunday, the 55th annual Key West House and Garden Tours. And let's move on up to New Year's Eve throughout the Florida Keys.
Yes, sir.
What a celebration. First of all, a number of fireworks extravaganzas in Key Largo, the New Year's Eve fireworks on Blackwater Sound. And in Key West, the epicenter for New Year's Eve activities in the Florida Keys. First of all, at noon, the Key West Dachshund Walk. Frost-free Key West? It's not a winter wonderland. It's a wiener wonderland. About 200 dachshunds and their owners, they take a noontime New Year's Eve stroll through the island's picturesque downtown. It's a great, great, great event, Ed. One of my favorites for sure. And then down in Key West that night, New Year's Eve, I'll tell you something. You talk about four unique answers to the Times Square ball drop in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, much warmer as well down in Key West here. First of all, at Sloppy Joe's Bar, the conch shell drops right at midnight. At the Schooner Wharf Bar, the pirate wench drops at midnight. And at the Ocean Key House, a huge wedge of key lime splashes down in a much larger-than-life margarita glass. But still, the piece de resistance, as always, Sushi the Drag Queen and the Big Red Shoe Drop. That'll be at the Bourbon Street Pub Complex. And I'll tell you something, where else but Key West can there be four unique activities that answer the Times Square ball drop?
There you go.
Of course, Ed, there's other New Year's Eve celebrations up and down the Keys, such as the New Year's Eve activities at the Chica Lodge and Resort in Alamorada, and just all types of different activities throughout the island destination. Let's move up into January, by the way, Ed, and we've got the Orange Bowl Swimming Classic. That will be on January 3rd at the Jacobs Aquatic Center. Really great event. It is an official Orange Bowl activity, and some of Collegiate's best swimmers compete in this event. Down in Key West, January 7th, the South Florida Symphony presenting Tropical Beats, Starry Night, All in White. Littlemore Theater, January 8th to the 31st, the Marathon Community Theater presenting Harvey. January in the Key said it's all about food events. So, first of all, January 8th to the 17th, Uncork, the Key Largo and Alamorada Food and Wine Festival. We've got the Brew on the Bay in Key Largo. That's January 9th to the 11th. In Key West, January 17th to the 18th, the 10th annual Florida Keys Seafood Festival. We have the 6th annual Key Largo Stone Crab and Seafood Festival. That's January 24th to the 25th, and that is in Key Largo. On January 25th, down in Key West, the 21st annual Key West Master Chefs Classic and the Key West Food and Wine Festival. That's January 28th through February 1st. And then one more event to talk about in Alamorada, January 12th to the 16th, the Baradaway Arts and Cultural District presenting the Paradise Paint Out. It's the inaugural event. It's an invitational plain art celebration. 25 artists will be creating a body of work reflecting Alamorada and the Florida Keys in the open air. It's a week-long event. and it'll combine the stunning and vibrant colors of island living with talented artists from all across the country. And, of course, there are so many more events that I don't have time to talk about, but your listeners can find them. They're on the Florida Keys website. It's flakeys.com.
And that's the always informative Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. Happy holidays to you, Andy. Thank you for all of your support of the arts here on South Florida Arts Beat.
And Happy New Year to you, Ed. We'll talk to you next year.
Yes, sir. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Lorenzo Ponce de Leon is our technical director today. We'd also like to thank our contributors, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Andy Newman. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event info to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, we'll feature topical currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye, enjoy, happy holidays!